بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أجسامكم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces nor at your bodies. He does not see which nationality you belong to, what creed you belong to, what race you belong to. He does not see the family lineage. He does not see whether you are poor or rich. He does not see whether you are ugly or handsome. He does not look at your color. You are black, you are brown, you are white. When he judges, in order to establish who is the most virtuous in his eyes, or in order to establish the different statuses of people, he does not look at any of these. He looks at two things. وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ He looks at your a'mal and your hearts. He looks at your a'mal and your hearts. The deeds and the practices with its intention decides whether a person is good or evil. The deeds with their intentions decides whether a person is superior or inferior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our a'mal, our deeds, and our hearts. That is the sincerity of intention. The amal and the deed has to be in accordance with the ways shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In regard to salat, he said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Perform your salat as you see me perform salat. In regard to Hajj, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ Learn the tenets of Hajj from me. Look at me, ask me, and perform Hajj accordingly. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Say, O Messenger, if you claim to love Allah, then follow in my footsteps. Follow me. Allah will love you. Allah will only love you if your amal is accepted. And your amal will only be accepted if you perform that amal in accordance to my teaching. You have to follow my footsteps. Then Allah will love you, He will forgive you your sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at amal. A'mal. Is the amal in accordance with the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? And number two, if the external is perfect, that is the practice and the amal, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the internal, the heart. Is sincerity there? Is he performing this amal only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now the amal is perfect from outside because it is in accordance with the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the internal is perfect because it is only being done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show anybody, not for fame. Now this amal is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it will elevate the status of the person who has carried out the amal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. If you go to a museum and you see a very large lion in a museum, it's not real. Even a small child will go and play with that lion because there is no life in it. It's huge and massive. As soon as you set your eyes on it for a moment, it will give you fright. It will frighten you. It will scare you. But then when you look at it very carefully, you realize that it is not living. There is no movement. It is motionless. So you go near and you come to the conclusion that it is not real. It is not alive. Everything is there. The eyes, the teeth, the face, the clothes, the body, everything in perfect shape. And more stronger, more better physical form, and more larger than a real lion that you would see in the jungle. But it will not frighten anybody. It has no weight, this lion. You have the spirit inside. But if we are sitting in multitude number in a room, and a child, a small child of a lion walks in that room. Very small. What will happen? Everybody will rush to the door. And if there is only one door through which this lion is coming, then people will jump out of the window. Why? What is the difference between the two? One is massive, the other is a small. The difference is that one has ruh, spirit, the other does not have ruh and spirit. Similarly, my friend, if we perform an amal to show people, to gain fame, not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that amal is like the lion in the museum. There is no spirit, there is no ruh. It looks very big, for only outwardly, that oh, from after Isha until Fajr I have performed Tahajjud Salat all night for 6 hours. For 2 hours I was speaking to the audience about Deen. For 2 hours I was listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My recitation in the Taraweeh Salat, all these things that we do, it seems great effort, big effort. But friends, if there is no spirit of ikhlas, ruh of ikhlas, it is just like the lion in the museum. It will have no weight whatsoever in the hereafter on the day of Qiyamah. No weight whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even consider putting that amal in the mizan because it is not amal. Allah has not accepted that amal. And you have a small amal, small practice, with total sincerity, only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the spirit, because of the ruh inside, ruh of sincerity, Allah will make that very heavy. Very heavy. In hadith Qirtas, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that a person will be brought forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with heaps of misdeeds, heaps and heaps of evil deeds, and he will think to himself that I am going to face destruction today. When a small piece will be brought forward, and the angels will say that this is his good deed, so he will think to himself that in compared to all these registers, heaps of registers of evil deeds, what is this small paper going to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put this small paper on the right hand side scale and it will outweigh all the registers. This will happen with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and this will happen with darood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. The ummati will ask that what is in this small paper? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah or darood sharif. It will outweigh all the evils. Why? Because of the sincerity. So we need to make sure that we perform good deeds with total sincerity. Innamal amalu bin niyat, every action is judged by intentions. If the intention is good, then that amal is good. If the intention is evil, that amal becomes evil. A person performs salat with good intention, that is a good deed. But a person performs two rakat to show people with riya, then that amal becomes evil. Now that amal will become a means of the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon that person. One should not be mistaken by this hadith that if a good amal with evil intention becomes evil, then maybe an evil amal with good intention may become good. Evil amal with good intention may become good. For example, somebody steals, somebody robs somebody with the intention that I will spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends, this principle that actions depend upon intentions is only for good deeds. If the intention is good, then the amal is worthy of being rewarded. If the intention is no good, then that person will not be rewarded. As far as an evil practice is concerned, whether the intention is good or bad, that amal will remain evil. So if we go in order, and look at this in order, then first comes the intention. First comes the amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider the amal first. If the amal is in accordance with the ahkam of the sharia, then now number two, check his intention. If the intention is good, reward him. If the intention is evil, don't reward him. But if the amal is not in contradiction to the sharia, amal is evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the intention. It is like a passport. Amal is like a passport. And intention is the visa. If the passport is faulty and false, then nobody will look at the visa. Even if there is visa, if the passport is faulty, that visa is invalid. Similarly, if the amal is good, the niyat is good, the intention is good, but amal is faulty, amal is wrong, amal is evil, then that amal will not be rewarded. So let us try our utmost
to perform as many good deeds as possible and refrain from evil. Because now we have on one side good deeds, the other side evil deeds. Evil deeds are evil intention or evil intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not consider evil deeds at all. On the other side we have good deeds. Good deeds, those instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nawafil, optional ibadat. Now Allah will look at the intentions. The amal is in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the intention is perfect. If the intention is perfect, this amal will be rewarded. If the intention is not perfect, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward. So in total, we have four types of amal. In total, we have four types of amal. Evil amal with evil intention, it will become a means of going into the fire of hell. Evil amal with good intention, that will also become the means of going in the fire of hell. Good amal with evil intention, no sincerity, that will also become the means of going in the fire of hell. Good amal with good intention, that is the only amal accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So out of the four types of different amal, only one is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we should strive our utmost to try to find out which is the good amal. Which is the good amal? By reading authentic books written by reliable ulama, after consulting your local ulama that you have trust on, that you have confidence in, read their books and try to understand what they are saying. And by sitting in the company of the ulama, by consulting the ulama in your day-to-day matters, find out what are the good amal, good practices. And thereafter, number two, try to inculcate sincerity. Before we do anything, ask yourself, am I doing this for the pleasure of Allah or for I have another motive? After that, again think, again think, again think. After the amal also think. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those people who accept iman and thereafter they perform good deeds. And what is a good deed? A deed performed in accordance with the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sincerity. This is the fourth category. Good deed with good intention. Lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. For them are paradise under which rivers will be flowing. Dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the great success. So let us try our utmost to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acquire the knowledge of nubuwah, so that we are able to differentiate between good amal and evil amal, right amal and wrong amal. Let us practice the good amal and let us keep away from the wrong amal, from the evil amal. And whilst practicing the good amal, let us inculcate in ourselves the quality of ikhlas and sincerity. Then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record that as a good deed in his court. And once the good deeds are recorded, then lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them will be paradise under which rivers will be flowing. Dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the great success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to follow his commands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the correct understanding of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud us with his mercy, with his forgiveness, with his blessings in this blessed month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to strive for his deen, to strive in acquiring the knowledge of nubuwah, to strive in rectifying our outer and inner self. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on deen, on iman. And when we go from this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman, with his pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.